This episode of On the Record is brought to you by AgriSolutions. I'm Associate Editor Ben Thorpe. Welcome to On the Record. Here's an update on what's currently impacting the ag equipment industry. According to the 2023 Big Dealer Report, all of John Deere's categories of big dealers have declined over the last 5 years, aside from the 20-plus location dealership groups. There are 25 John Deere dealers that have 20 or more ag equipment locations, a 56% increase from the 16 dealership groups reported in this category in 2019. All other category sizes declined, and the largest percentage of decline was among John Deere dealers with 5 to 9 ag equipment stores, down 31% from 35 to 24 dealership groups. Looking at total ag stores, John Deere big dealers have added the most ag stores over the last 5 years at 159. Relatively speaking, however, this represents only a 12% increase in its total ag stores operated over the last 5 years, ranking Deere behind New Holland, Kubota, and AGCO. New Holland big dealers have seen the largest percentage increase in total ag stores operated over the last 5 years, at 298 ag stores in 2023, the third highest number by brand. These dealers are up 75% from 170 ag stores in 2019. New Holland big dealers also added the second highest number of ag stores over the last 5 years at 128. By brand, Kubota big dealers saw the second highest percentage increase in total ag stores operated, up 46% to 250. Returning to New Holland, all of its big dealer size categories have either risen over the last 5 years or held steady. The category with the highest percentage growth was in the 10 to 14 location category, which rose 150% to 5 dealers in 2023. The 5 to 9 locations category saw the smallest percentage growth, up 46.2% to 19 dealers in 2023 from 13 in 2019. This week's Dealers on the Move is Land Pro Equipment. This John Deere dealer with locations in New York, Pennsylvania, and Ohio announced earlier this month the grand opening of its new 50,000 square foot store in Batavia, New York. Now here's Noah Newman with the latest from the Technology Corner.
Thank you very much, Ben. Carbon Robotics Laser Weeder uses AI and lasers, of course, to zap weeds as it runs across the field. Now, we've featured the product several times on this program. Check out precisionfarmingdealer.com for the nuts and bolts. But today, we are catching up with Carbon Robotics founder and CEO, Paul Mikesell, for an update on how the machine's performing. Paul tells us from an ROI perspective, Laser Weeder pays for itself within 3 years with an 80% reduction in weed control bills. That's a number that comes from a couple different growers on the West Coast. And Mikesell says the technology is evolving. They're working on a new function that would allow the Laser Weeder to thin an overseeded field.
Thinning is a process in combination with overseeding. Thinning is a process where you'll go in and kill some of those plants that are germinating but would cause space constraints. And that has been typically done today with either hand labor or some form of herbicide spray, which has the same issues: cost, effectiveness, drift problems. In certain areas of the country, there's limits to the amount of nitrogen inputs you can add, and these herbicides all have some amount of that. So thinning with the Laser Weeder turns out to be a really good fit because we already can tell what's happening on the ground. We already have lasers to kill vegetable matter, kill plant matter. And so we had to upgrade our computer vision a little bit to be able to detect not just the weeds, but the crops and the configuration of the crops and how close they are to each other so that we can do optimal spacing through a thinning pass.
Now, Laser Weeders are currently deployed primarily on the West Coast, but Mikesell says there are plans in the works to get some in Canada and the East Coast in 2024. In the Technology Corner, I'm Noah Newman. Back to you, Ben.
Thanks, Noah. After 3 years of struggling to get equipment, dealers are indicating they may soon have too much inventory, according to the results of the latest Dealer Sentiments report. In this month's results, a net 5% of dealers reported their new equipment inventories as too low in April. This is the closest inventories have gotten to being too high since the beginning of the pandemic. By comparison, in January of this year, a net 50% of dealers said their new equipment inventories were too low. Used combine inventories are also rising. In these latest results, a net 39% of dealers said their used combine inventories were too high in April, a notable jump from the 2% who said the same the prior month. This is the third too high reading since May 2021. High horsepower tractor used inventories remain low, however, with 70% of dealers reporting them as too low. Another notable trend in the latest dealer sentiments report is the growing split between used utility and used high horsepower tractor pricing. The latest results saw used utility tractor pricing drop to a 1% year-over-year increase, the lowest increase seen since early 2020. Used four-wheel drive tractor pricing, however, rose to a 6% year-over-year increase in April from a 1% increase in the previous month. Used combine pricing remains unchanged year-over-year for the third month in a row. The American Farm Bureau Federation announced May 22nd it had signed two more memoranda of understanding with AGCO and Kubota regarding rights of repair. The MOUs, which were negotiated independently with each manufacturer, follow similar agreements the Bureau entered into with John Deere and CNH Industrial earlier this year. The Bureau said that, combined, the four MOUs cover roughly 70% of the agricultural machinery sold in the U.S. In a May 22nd note to dealers, AGCO said the following. Today, most diagnoses and repairs on AGCO equipment may already be performed by capable customers with the tools and resources provided by AGCO and third-party vendors. Indeed, AGCO's over-the-counter fill rate is among the highest in the industry, meaning that most of our parts are already sold to farmers and independent shops for services performed outside AGCO dealerships. The MOU signed with Farm Bureau largely formalizes steps AGCO has already taken to meet the repair needs of our customers. It also seeks to create more uniformity around the issue of right to repair for all parties. With all the majors now having signed MOUs in the U.S., it should be noted that Keith Curry, the president of the Canadian Federation of Agriculture, said in an April 7th report from CBC that the Federation hopes to replicate these MOUs in their own country. In its second quarter 2023 earnings report, released May 19th, John Deere reported $17.4 billion in revenue, a 30% year-over-year increase. Production and precision agriculture revenue specifically was up 53% to $7.8 billion, the highest increase among its business segments. Deere said in its earnings release that the rise in precision and production ag sales was the result of higher shipment volumes and price realization. In its second quarter, Deere reported $1 billion in price realization in its production and precision ag segment. This was above both the $741 million in large ag price realization it reported in its first quarter of the year and the $502 million it reported in the second quarter of 2022. Production costs for the quarter came in at $120 million, down 81% from the $627 million in costs reported in the second quarter of last year. Deere also looked at how its retail sales on a rolling three-month basis and its dealer inventories are holding up against the rest of the industry, as reported by the Association of Equipment Manufacturers. While the industry is reporting high horsepower tractor sales to be flat year over year as of April, Deere reported their own sales were up by a high single digit. Deere also reported its four-wheel drive tractor and combine sales were above the industry's year-over-year increases, which were 66% and 70% respectively. Looking at dealer inventories for North America, Deere reported its dealers' high horsepower tractor inventories made up 29% of trailing 12-month retail sales, up from 22% in the second quarter of last year. Combines came in at 23%, also above the 17% reported the same time last year. This week's data point is brought to you by the Dealership Mind Summit. As part of the upcoming June print issue of Farm Equipment, the ag equipment industry's top 100 dealers, referred to as the Farm Equipment 100, were asked about their most pressing industry concerns. Interest rates came out as the top concern among these top dealer executives, followed by labor and talent, and the state of the farm economy and commodity prices. As always, we welcome your feedback. You can send comments and story suggestions to bthorpe@lessitermedia.com. Until next time, thanks for joining us.